Presidential Paintings, a tour of the White House art collection.
Well, few people ever get to experience the White House the way President Clinton and his family did. They lived in a virtual history museum for 8 years. But each president puts his own touch on the White House. Suzanne Mulvaux toured its art collection.
Well, this is the Red Room. It's the sort of mirror image of the Green Room, the two rectangular parlors that flank that oval-shaped blue room in between.
And what kind of art in general is here at the White House?
Well, we have, I mean, principally, our collection is portraits of presidents and first ladies.
We'll get to that with White House curator Bill Ullman in a minute. First, some surprises.
The most famous portrait inside the White House is his portrait of George Washington. And as famous as it is, it actually has a mistake. Here it says the Constitution, laws of the United States. It's missing a T.
The painting is the only piece of art saved from the original White House that burned down. Officially, there are more than 500 works of art here, but nearly everything is considered part of the collection, from the cloth walls, carpets, furniture, and odd objects.
One of the most interesting pieces is the silver-plated hot water urn. Above the spigot, it is engraved with the initials J.A.A. for John and Abigail Adams.
And this unique chair.
Can I sit in this chair?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Tell me who has sat in this chair before.
Most often it's the First Lady. I think, you know, Mrs. Bush, Mrs. Clinton both particularly liked
that chair
and the guests got to sit in this chair.
And this is considered part of the artwork. This is considered a part of the historical collection.
Now, unlike most museums where everything is under glass and behind ropes, you know, here the nature of the White House collection is for people to come in and actually be able to enjoy it. In the sense of sitting on the chair, walking on the carpet, eating off the china.
Bill, I have to say, I am enjoying this chair. It's very comfortable. You let me know when I can eat off the china, okay?
Most of the pieces on the first floor are from the 19th century, traditional portraits and landscapes, with a few recent modern additions, like this abstract by African-American artist Jacob Lawrence. There are fresh flowers everywhere.
Fresh flowers were not in the White House until the 1850s. It was considered unhealthy.
Really?
They had glass or cloth flowers, and they ask all the time. They're always asking me, you know, what are the species? And I'm like, those
you
are roses. That's roses. I got roses down.
Okay.
Beyond that.
But very beautiful, part of the art as well.
350,000 visitors traipse through each year. And like I promised, all the past presidents and first ladies are here.
President Monroe was painted by Samuel Morse, who invented the telegraph. This one, based on the idea that Lincoln's sitting in this chair listening to his generals and his admiral advise him on how to bring the Civil War to a conclusion. President Kennedy was done by Aaron Schickler. It's a very sort of contemplative, looking down, you know, with the weight of the world on your shoulders kind of painting.
And that's what Mrs. Kennedy
mm-hmm.
wanted.
Right.
So let's go take a look at the first ladies.
Okay. So this is the ground floor corridor.
Here, Hillary Clinton, Jacqueline Kennedy, Lady Bird Johnson, and Eleanor Roosevelt.
The art collection of the first family, their private collection, is in the residence in the East and West Wings. That's where you see their personality and their taste reflected in their artwork.